Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, keep reading, he said, prior to that, you were excluded from citizenship, without hope and without God in the world. Verse 13, but now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. Oh, I'm not on the outside anymore. I'm not alienated. I'm not a foreigner. I want all of us, staff, everybody, listen. We don't refer to other believers as foreigners.
Yeah. Amen.
Right.
Are y'all with
Amen.
Me? Amen. I want you to keep this in mind now, everything that we say and do, because we got a lot of folks that come join us for meetings and all kind of things around. And when you go somewhere else, that doesn't make you a foreigner.
No.
We're not foreigners.
Amen.
The reason I say it is because I want us to keep scripture mindedness. If they're a believer and we're a believer, neither one of us foreigners.
Amen.
We've been reconciled to God. Come on, can you see that? And we're actually fellow citizens.
Amen.
The New Testament calls us, no matter what country you're from, fellow citizens with the household of God and with heaven, heaven's population. Do you know, you do know how you have a place there. You have a place there. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. Verse 14, for he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and destroyed the barrier and the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of two, thus making peace. So now it doesn't matter whether you're Jew or Gentile, male, female, no matter. Only thing that matters is a new birth.
Amen.
And faith in the Christ.
Right.
Hallelujah. In this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross. Did he do it, saints? Did he do it? By which he put to death their hostility. They thought they were killing him, but he actually was killing it. His death killed what was against us. Glory to God. Oh, we ought to shout about this the rest of the day and the rest of the night. And we ought to let it completely deliver us from shame and condemnation. Do you remember reading? He has made me holy, without blemish, blameless. Is it true or not? Is the blood powerful enough to do that? Is the work of the cross powerful enough and complete enough to do that? It's the only thing that could. The only thing that could. Keep reading. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. We shouted about that last week, how we have direct access to the Father. I don't have to pray to a saint. I don't have to go through a preacher. I don't have to go through mama.
Amen.
Come on, y'all with me or not? I can come boldly, directly to the throne of grace.
Amen.
Speak to the Father in Jesus' name and he'll hear me.
Amen.
Me.
Yes.
Not me plus a bunch of people. Me. You. Somebody say direct access, direct access. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens. Oh, fellow citizens. Fellow citizen means native of the same town. fellow citizens with God's people and the members of God's household. We're not just citizens of the U.S. or of Florida or of Missouri or Branson or Sarasota or Bradenton or wherever. Our citizenship, well, just go read it with me. Philippians. I want you to see it with your own eyes. Philippians. Flip to Philippians. Oh, that wasn't funny. Why aren't you laughing? Philippians 3:20. Man, put a star by this. Circle this. If you think you might forget it, write down, this means me. Our conversation is in heaven. That's King James. And it kind of loses it there. It's the same word we've been reading about, citizenship. Look it up in your concordance, you'll see. The ASV, many others say, our citizenship is in heaven. Is this true? Didn't say it's gonna be. It is. There is a book. It's a roster of those who have a right to live personally with God throughout eternity. And if your name's not on the book, you're not in. There's a Lamb's Book of Life. Have you read the book of Revelation? If your name's not in there, it's a problem. But according to this, believers' names are there. There's a line and a page.
Yes, sir.
With your name.
That's right.
Oh, did you hear that or not?
That's right.
There's a line, there's a page.
Amen.
With your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And because your name is there, you are a citizen of heaven with a permanent place in the family and in the kingdom to come. Glory to God.
Amen.
Somebody say, my citizenship,
my citizenship
is in heaven.
Is in heaven.
My citizenship is in heaven. Whence also we wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now notice, this is what goes together with this. Who shall fashion anew the body of our humiliation? This body is really kind of sad. Somebody says, oh, you know, people think, you know, especially the body in its youth and in good condition is, you know, it's the pinnacle. It is amazing, but it is fallen. And it's like a flower that blooms and dies. And it's corruptible and it's mortal. It's, I mean, I don't have to explain the humiliation part to you. You clean it up, it lasts about that long, right? You got to do it again. You fix something, lasts about that long. You got to do it again. Do it again. You know, I'm so looking forward to being delivered from cleaning. You?
Yeah.
I mean, how much of our life is spent on picking up and cleaning and getting ready and washing, taking the trash out, all such stuff. If you have no decay, you got no garbage. I often wondered, how in the world could that work? And I heard a woman give an experience. She said she died and went to heaven and saw a part of it. Now, I don't believe every heaven story I hear. I check my heart and I check the scriptures. But this one sounded good to me, sounded right to me. She said she had on this amazing robe, this beautiful garment. I maybe shouldn't call it a robe, but a beautiful, amazing. She said it was just flowing. She was a woman, and so she liked the particular frills of it, she said. And there was this fruit that was available, and she got some of it, and she so enjoyed it, she was really kind of making a mess. I mean, she said she was eating it, and it was just dripping, and then she thought, oh, no, I'm dripping it on my new robe. And she said, it evaporated.
Oh.
the excess evaporated. And it didn't mess up her gown. And the mess on her face or whatever, it just evaporated. We have evaporation here. Right? Now, I don't do that kind of job, but because things have fallen. But to me, it was an insight into how things could be. If the excess evaporates, there's no trash, there's no garbage. And if nothing decays, oh, wow. Does this stir you up at all? What am I talking about here? What's he talking about? Our citizenship is in heaven. Hallelujah. A place where the flowers don't die. Woo. A place where we don't grow old. He said he will fashion anew the body of our humiliation, verse 21, that it may be conformed to the body of his glory, according to the working whereby he is able even to subject all things to himself. The Bible said there's one mediator and one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. He's at the right hand of majesty on high in a body, yeah. A flesh and bone body that you can feel just like this. But it's been glorified. And it hasn't aged or decayed in the 2,000 some years since it was raised. And the Bible tells us part of our citizenship entitles us to this. Entitles us to a place there. A place in the family. A place in the kingdom. A physical place there. And a body just like his. I've always liked fast. I enjoy fast. And reading about what happened after the cross and the resurrection, he departed. He went to the Father. He came back. That's got to be a long ways. It's zip and zip. And he goes, he appears in a room where the walls are enclosed and the doors are locked. And yet he says, handle me, feel me. Spirit doesn't have flesh and bone like you see me have. And he says, got anything to eat? I said, well, we got some fish and bread. He ate with them. That blessed somebody right there. In the glorified body, you can eat. I am somebody. You are somebody because we're somebody to him. Hallelujah. And that makes us somebody forever. And he's given us a place in his eternal kingdom and family. We get to live with him personally forever. I'm a citizen of heaven.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.